This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
You know, there's all these founders out there who are kind of working away hard on their products.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think, a lot of them are always asking, hey, how does a VC, what is a VC looking for, especially in this case, might be more prop tech, what are VCs looking for? How can I kind of stand out from the crowd of the other companies that are out there, so how do you think about some of those things?
Yeah, I think it does go back to what you said initially. The mistake you made at the beginning was selling the vision. If you come in too tactical, you're losing the VC. VCs want to target something big and disruptive, so sell the vision. When you were running Bedley, I think you realized perhaps positioning it as something that could become a platform, perhaps even the Apple for housing. Yeah. That's an inspiring vision. Once you've got them interested, now they want to work backwards and understand how you get there.
Yeah.
So I think selling the vision is very important for an entrepreneur, and you get so caught up in the details that you're excited to talk about the tactical aspects. A lot of entrepreneurs and founders, when they put their deck together, it's a very product-focused deck.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurs tend to be product people.
Yeah.
Thinking about their business, at least from a product mindset, that's not what the investors do. Your customer deck isn't necessarily your best investor deck.
Mm.
They're slightly different,
mm.
and you need to have more of the vision. If you go in with big visions for customers, they're gonna say, I don't care.
Right.
Just make me more money.
Yeah.
I own this asset, squeeze more revenue out for me and give me a personal guarantee or get me comfortable. The VC doesn't wanna know about that. They'll get to that later. So I think sell the vision for sure. If you're approaching traditional VCs, that's especially important. If you're approaching more prop tech VCs, which are now emerging, those guys are great. They really get it. I talk to them and do deals with them too. They will say something like you've just said too. They look for entrepreneurs that have the mix of real estate and tech.
Mm-hmm.
Too often they see technical people building solutions that the real estate industry doesn't need. It's a nice to have.
Yeah.
The industry is full of this. It's a nice to have, but will it scale? And then the other end of the spectrum is, this is a real estate person that's coming to me with an idea. They clearly don't appreciate the technology side of this. They haven't done their research. This has been done so many times before. And it's important they understand their market and understand how to implement technology. I see a lot of service businesses, for example, trying to pitch themselves as VC businesses, and they haven't quite added tech around it. Now, the sweet spot, obviously, is when you've got the tech and real estate together. That's key. I also think the quality of your key customers, I'm not as focused on the scale of revenue you have, more focused on the unit economics, which again, when you talk about Bedley, that rang true, right? When you said the unit economics were ones that required a lot of upfront cost to service. So that's something that is important because it needs to scale. So broadly speaking, it's tough being an entrepreneur in this industry, but I see this new wave of prop tech focused VCs emerging, strategic companies out there too, like the JLLs and even the CBREs are starting to make venture investments.
Yep.
And
yep.
those guys get it.
Yep.
They really get it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you have a lot of these prop tech guys now, prop tech VCs that have, LPs, a lot of the LPs are big real estate guys.
Correct.
They can sort of, not only do they have actual good insight into what's happening, but they can also sort of sometimes bring some properties along with it if that's what you're looking for.
Cool customers, right?
Yeah.
They can open up doors for you with their immense sandbox. They have a sandbox of real estate assets that you can essentially access. They also have really good insights into where the market's heading. They can pick up the phone and call some of the most powerful real estate players in the world and immediately know this is a need. If they see that you tick that box, that's great because their LPs are of that type.
Right.
Thank you for listening. As always, this show is available on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. But did you know that full, uncut episodes and bonus content are posted on our YouTube channel? If you want to learn practical business skills, discover trends and opportunities, and learn how to invest in real estate, head on over there now. Go to youtube.com and search for Zane Jaffer, and it'll pop up. Subscribe now. See you on the next episode.